This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates. The CEOs of Intel, Merck, and Under Armour resigned from Donald Trump's manufacturing jobs initiative earlier this week, leading to a disbanding of the council on Wednesday. Then dramatically, Trump announced on Twitter that he would end both the Manufacturing Council and the Strategy and Policy Forum, whose members had been leaving. Trump had lashed out at the departing CEOs during a press conference on Tuesday, blaming their corporations for making products outside the U.S., as he expertly deflected from his defense of Nazis in Charlottesville, Virginia. Trump had also denounced the CEOs on Twitter, accusing them of grandstanding. Joining me to help explain all of that is Nicole Carty, senior campaigner with Some of Us. Welcome to the program, Nicole.
Thanks so much for having me, Sonali.
So how do you explain what has just happened? Does it seem that rather than be embarrassed by everybody resigning, Trump has sort of tried to wrest back control of the narrative by saying, well, fine, you guys are resigning, so I'm just going to do away with the whole thing altogether?
Yes, absolutely. That is 100% what is happening. CEOs have been dropping like flies, especially in the last day and a half. But the pressure for this really began back in January, almost instantly after Trump was inaugurated. Grassroots organizations like Some of Us, A Color of Change, and many other organizations have been putting pressure on these CEOs to let them know that they can't stand with Trump and support his administration and also stand on the right side of history. So this pressure has been mounting throughout the Trump administration. And I think what happened this past week was the pressure became too much and CEOs saw their out and they took it.
So explain actually what these councils were, these advisory councils, the manufacturing jobs initiative, the strategy and policy forum. These are, I believe, the two main advisory councils that corporate CEOs had joined despite kind of knowing who Trump was and then started to leave after Charlottesville, right?
Yes, absolutely. So most of these CEOs were actually just for show. Most of these councils were actually just for show. Let me correct myself. There wasn't a lot of work that was actually happening on them, and they were meeting quite infrequently. Best guess says that these councils were actually places where CEOs were going to get closer to the administration, to make friends, to try to get some influence over the policies of the Trump administration. And I believe Trump knew this. He likes surrounding himself with powerful players, which is why he invited the CEOs to be a part of these councils. So CEOs, I believe, joined these councils because they thought it would be mutually beneficial for them and their interests. What we've done and others have done in pressuring them to jump off is an understanding that actually they can't, joining these CEOs and this influence isn't worth it. They are essentially aligning themselves with the hatred and the bigoted policies of the Trump administration, and they need to hop off of them.
So what do you think, you know, when did the CEOs begin departing? Because for many of us who've been watching what Donald Trump has been doing, out of the gate in January, the policies that he put forward should have been deal breakers. You know, even his, the CEOs should have never joined these councils to begin with, but maybe they were giving him the benefit of the doubt that he wouldn't start actually implementing some of the things that he promised during his campaign when he was president. But he did do that, and he did that right from the beginning. The Muslim ban was already so far out there, but that wasn't enough for them to leave. I mean, you know, so should we be congratulating them for finally getting it now?
Absolutely not. These CEOs do not deserve our praise. They're just doing the right thing finally. And it's never too late to do the right thing, but they should have known from the start. Human nature assumes things won't be as bad as they are and tries to make the best of a bad situation. But everything from Trump's campaign indicated that his administration was going to play out in exactly this way. The first CEO to actually step off of any of Trump's councils was Travis Kalanick, who responded to an enormous well of grassroots pressure. Yeah, the Uber CEO, the former Uber CEO,
right.
who responded to grassroots pressure, people just deleting Uber off of their phones, boycotting his organization. Around that time, in his first week of presidency, is when organizations like Some of Us first went after these CEOs, saying, if it wasn't clear before that this administration was going to be full of hatred and bigotry, it is certainly clear now. And our petition that we sent out in early January or in late January amassed over 180,000 signatures calling on these CEOs to step off of the council. And that pressure has only continued to build from that moment.
And so the actual council, which disbanded on Wednesday, before they disbanded, released a statement. This is what the statement said: intolerance, racism, and violence have absolutely no place in this country and are an affront to core American values. We believe the debate over forum participation has become a distraction from our well-intentioned and sincere desire to aid vital policy discussions on how to improve the lives of everyday Americans. As such, the president and we are disbanding the forum. So they made it sound as though they were sort of doing it collectively with the president. But is that just them giving him an out?
It absolutely is. This is a grassroots victory through and through. The only person who should be getting a pat on the back are all the many hundreds of thousands of people and activists who have been forcing these CEOs to do the right thing and step off of this council.
And I should mention, it wasn't just CEOs. The AFL-CIO's Richard Trumka, so a representative of organized labor, was on this council as well. Trumka did also step down before the whole thing disbanded. But, I mean, really, should he have been on there in the first place?
Yeah, again, I have to say, I think these CEOs thought that there could be, CEOs and labor leaders thought that there could be something in it for their constituencies in joining these councils. Many disagreed with that, and I feel like ultimately they came around to the right side of history, realizing that nothing to their advantage was going to be gained by participating on these councils.
So is the Charlottesville violence, and particular the president's response to the Charlottesville violence, you think the straw that broke the camel's back, or was that just such a huge thing that on its own was enough to deter these folks? Because a lot of corporate CEOs like to sort of play fiscal conservatism and social liberalism. They'll tolerate and encourage and be active participants in fomenting economic inequality, but then espouse values of racial equality. So this thing just was too much for them. Trump's defense of Nazis was just too much.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think what we'll see actually is CEOs, these CEOs especially, are really sly. They probably have their fingers in other places in the administration trying to get favorable policies through, and we're going to be going after them for that as well. But yeah, it's 2017, and having a president who is sympathizing with Nazis is fully unacceptable, even to the most many of the most conservative CEOs. It is just not tolerable. And I really believe this pressure is just beginning. What we saw today was a massive rejection of corporate America, really the business interests who had the most to gain by participating with Trump, abandoning him and smiting him publicly. This is going to continue to cascade. Recent reports show that Trump is unapologetic about his comments yesterday and is barreling forward, and that is going to put his whole administration in an extraordinary amount of jeopardy. I think this is just beginning.
So at this point, what's the next step? Your organization, Some of Us, is attempting to hold corporations in particular accountable. And, you know, we should say that there are critiques of corporate America on both sides of the political spectrum. Sadly, many on the right denounce corporations in one breath and then spew racism in the other breath. So it's really hard to ally with them. But what's next in terms of really, I mean, if we're sincere about jobs, which of course the idea of good jobs in America is one that most Americans espouse, Trump's approach was a pro-corporate approach. What is Some of Us's approach?
some of us's approach is, well, for the Trump administration, what we're going to be continuing to do is really showing the ways in which corporate America is still benefiting from this administration. What we think is, under the guise of hatred and bigotry, we're actually seeing corporate agendas advance exponentially under this administration. Still, Jamie Dimon is backing some of the private prison and detention industries that are going to be extremely lucrative under Trump's policies. So we're going to be working to continue to expose those linkages and really smite these corporations from participating in any way, not just on councils, with the Trump administration.
So give out a website where people can find out more about your organization.
Yes, absolutely. You can find us at someofus.org. You can find everything out about our organization there.
That's someofus.org. We'll post a link to it from our site later today. Nicole, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you so much, Sonali.
Nicole Carty is a senior campaigner with Some of Us. We've been discussing how corporate CEOs are dumping Trump. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.